Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. My name is Shawn Marie Torrey, and I am your host for today's show, Business is Personal. And with me today is our leading lady, Michelle Landis, who is a senior stylist and strategist for WeFlaunt Custom Apparel. Good morning, Michelle, and thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
It is so my pleasure. And our topic for today is make generosity part of your growth strategy, which is a topic that I personally am incredibly passionate about, and I know that you are as well, Michelle. And I would really love to start our conversation off today by asking you if you could talk a little bit about what role does generosity and making generosity part of your bottom line play in your work and why that's so important to you.
Well, thank you. Of course. And this topic really resonates with me because generosity doesn't just play a role. It's a fabric, a perspective, a focus, an intention of everything I do, not only personally, but professionally as well. And I exhibit that and I manifest that in the work that I do. Now, what we do is we sell scarves and neckties, which, you know, you think, how can you be generous in that way? And how can I be generous while I'm approaching those sales? But my whole perspective is generosity. It really, truly is just helping people. So when I reach out to clients, you know, I can reach out to clients in several different verticals and business spaces. I could be reaching out to economic development agencies. I could be reaching out to a florist. And since I always have that perspective, I'm always looking for ways in which I can assist other women, entrepreneurs, and other professionals in the spaces that I'm at the current time. So, for instance, I could be, and this has happened in the past, but I could be speaking with an economic development agency and their marketing director, and I may hear that they had challenges with their last florist. Well, I know that I have a florist in my back pocket that I've used before, so I'll absolutely connect them. So this generous perspective doesn't have to be just financially driven. It can also be the connections that you have. And when your intent is to help others, it not only will connect those two people, but it makes everybody feel good. And then the people that you're assisting will innately want to assist you back and assist others as well in a pay it forward type of mentality. So I believe, so it's not just a role for me personally, it's also just a perspective.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love that, and I absolutely feel the same way. And I know that at times people immediately associate generosity to financial giving, which I think is also, you know, incredibly important and speaks to the triple bottom line with businesses, which, you know, the majority of businesses do not have. But because of our listener and the type of, you know, women and some men even that we have that are attracted to our show, I'd love to speak a little bit about and speak directly to the businesses or the sales directors or the entrepreneurs or even the sales teams, which may be listening today, and how can a business or an individual actually apply this idea to grow their bottom line, which for them, you know, there is a financial pull for them and a financial consciousness. And I know for some people, you know, sometimes that could be, you know, counterintuitive when they feel like they're struggling. So can you speak a little bit to how in your experience, being generosity actually helps their bottom line, like for businesses that maybe just think of this type of thing in a much more analytical way, which I happen to know that you are both incredibly generous and very analytical. So what might be some advice to businesses specifically to how this connects to growing their bottom line?
Well, yes, and absolutely you're right. I am incredibly analytical and incredibly logical. So I absolutely understand when someone's trying to get up to a bottom line, you want to make sure that all of the numbers add up to the bottom line that you're that you would like to reach or obtain that level. And the way that I can support it, supports generosity analytically and logically is that generous people have more to give. So if are practicing generosity, the get is in the give. So not only are you giving of yourself, you're going to be receiving so much more because you give and you get. So from an analytical and a logical perspective, the more that you put out there in trying to connecting or financial resources or in whatever way that you can help the colleagues and the people, the clients, you know, whoever comes across your professional space, the more you give, the more you're going to get into return. And it will help increase your bottom line. And you will see this will grow exponentially. Once you set ripples in the pond, they go far beyond than you can ever imagine. And you don't know that this one person that you connected a year ago is going to give you the best deal and key you up for the best deal that you've had all year. And so you can't logically see that connection, how it ties together. So it requires a little bit of faith. However, when you look at the bottom line, the more you approach your business with a heart of generosity and giving, the more you're going to be getting in return.
I could not agree more. And you are so speaking my language, absolutely. And, you know, I know that you've been in the professional space for a really long time and you have a really diverse background and experiences. And, you know, not only do you have a generous heart in business, I know that you have a generous heart in perspective in life in general. And I know that you've traveled all over the world. And, you know, one of the things that I would love is if you could give us an example when you've applied this idea to your life, again, maybe at a time where, you know, even though this is part of the way that you embody your decision making, like maybe it wasn't the most practical to step into that moment of generosity, but you did it anyway. So can you give us a real life example that you've had where this philosophy and this perspective has really worked at a time where, you know, maybe you had that moment where you were second guessing it?
Absolutely. And as you said, you know, I do have a generous heart and I have absolutely no problem being generous with others, anybody that I come across and meet. However, what's been a challenge is being generous to myself. And there was a time recently where, and I don't think you can truly, truly, truly be generous to others unless you're being generous to yourself. And I saw this manifest itself somewhat in the recent past. I was in a position where the company I worked for, I was actually on vacation when the company I worked for went out of business. So upon my return, I did have some opportunities in which I could join. I had other opportunities to select from. Now, one of the opportunities was on paper was perfect. My family was definitely at a point of need, you know, having children in college and having these college expenses. My family needed the financial support that, you know, one of the opportunities was going to provide. And on paper, one looked great. It checked all of the boxes. is, you know, the financial was there. The people, I actually knew them fairly well. I knew what I was getting myself into. I also knew that it didn't feel good. I knew at the heart of even everything on paper, it just didn't feel good. Now I had this other opportunity that was all risk. I was going to require some faith. And however, it felt fulfilling to me. It felt good. And coming as an analytical and logical person, this is a very precarious place for me to be. But mm-hmm. one felt better, and I felt I could do more, not only for myself, but for others better, but definitely for myself. I found this other opportunity would end up just evolving me into just even a better and smarter, a more astute, kinder, more generous woman. However, the other one, like I said, was better for my family. It looked definitively better because on paper everything looked right, but I took the leap of faith and went with the one that was more generous to me, the one that would fill me up. And although it looked, it was counterintuitive to everything I was believing at the time as far as making the financial commitments that I needed to. But I also knew that if I'm in a space where I feel good, I also know that's a space that I'm going to accelerate, I'm going to grow. And so I took that leap of faith and went into that position. And I could not have been more spot on about being generous to yourself. When you're generous to yourself, you provide, just like you do for others when you're generous with others, you provide yourself an opportunity to grow. You provide yourself an opportunity to reach levels that you initially didn't think possible that actually surpasses what you saw on paper. So that's absolutely an example of when I used generosity when it was really counterintuitive.
That is so beautiful, Michelle. And what became of that decision and that role? The one that you said yes to.
What do you mean?
So you made this conscious choice to be really mm-hmm. generous to yourself mm-hmm. and to say no to the one that practically and logically looked better on paper. So what mm-hmm. became of that opportunity?
Well, I joined that opportunity and exactly what I thought. I saw myself growing in levels that I didn't think, and it actually put me in a position to really, truly connect with others and to be able to not only help myself grow, but help others grow as well. It absolutely was the right decision to make. And my family is in a better financial position, and the potential is so much greater than it would have been in what it was like on paper.
And are you still with them today?
Absolutely, and with them today, and I just see it growing into and evolving beyond whatever I really initially thought would it ever be, and not just financially, because financially, of course, we all need to pay our bills, but it also was just full circle. And I think that's kind of the point of generosity. It's putting ripples in the pond. And you really
Absolutely.
End up creating a wave. You know, all these ripples that you put in and being generous to yourself really, first and foremost, really just helps accelerate that growth.
That is such a powerful thing. And, you know, a friend of mine taught me this, I don't know that you'd call it a mindfulness tool or, a practice, but maybe it is a practice, but you know, she reminded me, and it stayed with me for years, that we so often, and Marianne Williamson has this quote, it's not that we ask for too much, it's that we ask for too little. And this friend of mine really taught me this idea of, you know, when I'm wanting to create something or call something in or, you know, give birth to a creative idea or, you know, put something out into the world as far as my work goes or my art or my creativity or, you know, things that I'm going to be asking money for because that's the way that I make a living. Something that she taught me when I am, you know, strategizing and I'm in that mode of creating and writing down and outlining, She said, you know, be really open to it being this or something better. And it was just such a little thing, and it was a small tweak in the way that I approached it. But I really apply that when I'm asking, and like you're saying so beautifully, like being generous with myself, I'm really clear that it could be this or something even better, because chances are I cannot even imagine how good it can be. So I really love so much that you're addressing this idea of us being generous with ourselves, because we are so often the last one on the list, if we're on the list at all.
Correct.
So I'm so appreciative, Michelle, that you are, you know, that you're addressing that part of it as well. And I think for women in particular, this is huge. And, you know, and what I'd love to do at this point, Michelle, if any of our listeners would, you know, like to speak with you or have a conversation with you or find out more about, you know, what you do as a senior stylist and a strategic salesperson for WeFlaunt, and, you know, if they want to know more about your neckties or your scarves, could you let them know the best way to get a hold of you?
Yes, absolutely. They can contact me through my cell phone, which is 714-335-9203. That's 714-335-9203. They can also contact me via email at Michelle. And remember this Michelle, there's no Helen, this Michelle, so there's only one L. So it's MICHELE @ WeFlaunt, WEFLAUNT.com. So that's Michelle @ WeFlaunt.com.
Fantastic. Awesome. So, you know, our show, Business is Personal, is with Women Lead Radio and Connected Women of Influence. So obviously there's like a lot of womanness going on, both with our show and in this incredible organization. So I would love to know who has helped you, you know, really continue to practice this idea of self-generosity and mindfulness, and, you know, what women have been teachers or heroes or mentors to you. And if you could even maybe even give me an example of how they've shown up in your life or ways that they've helped you, I would love to hear a couple of those stories.
Absolutely. And I want to say the first pivotal female role in my life was actually an aunt of mine. I early on in life, I didn't have the upbringing that a lot of people have, but instead of looking back at it bitterly, I had an aunt who was part of the Peace Corps. And I was probably about 10 years old. And that really resonated me. Coming as a child that didn't have much, I saw children that really didn't have much. So it really put things in perspective for me. And to see that someone I knew was dedicating their life to helping people they didn't know. So that really resonated with me. Fast forward a little bit more. Like I said, I'm very logical, analytical, especially this time in our history. This is going to be kind of huge, but I was a little bit of a raging feminist when I was in my late teens, early 20s. However, there's somebody in our space, and that everybody knows her name, but that kind of, I think I grew up with her, and that's Oprah Winfrey. She shot injected into my life, you know, from The Color Purple, and then she started her Oprah Winfrey show. But she came, and I was a broad-brimming feminist, go women, we are wonderful, you know, but more that it was more of an anger that this feminist perspective came from. Oprah Winfrey shifted that for me, because when she started her show, she was all about female power and all about, but about feminine power, not female power being male power, about being women and about how we can support, we can be feminist by supporting other women. How can we help other women? Let's stay connected to other women. We know what we're going through, so let's share those stories. you know, to help other women know that there's light at the end of the tunnel, that really shifted it for me. So rather than being angry about where women were, I wanted to be part of where women were going. And that's kind of what Oprah signified for me, is that, you know, let's be part of the fix. Let's be part of the solution. Let's not just sit and fold our arms and wave our fingers at what has been done. And I think we're seeing that manifested to now. I mean, regardless of your political affiliation with who's on the ballot, we have a woman. So I think that, and that I think is all due to women helping each other rather than being angry about their plight and where they're at. And I know that's more of a macroscopic look at it, but really those were pivotal times in my life. And then there's been, of course, women along the way, you know, professional women that I have seen that didn't act like men. They acted like women. Women are nurturers by, you know, we're nurturers. We are. We generally want to help. And I think when we get in the professional space, we think we have to kind of throw that by the wayside and kind of be a hard ass. But we don't need to be. We can grow our businesses from a space of generosity. We can grow our businesses by still maintaining our feminism. And by that, I mean feminine. The core word in that is feminine. It's not male. So I think for me, I don't know if I'm digressing, but for me, that's really what's helped me and really what helps set the fabric of who I am today.
No, Michelle, you weren't digressing at all. I absolutely love everything that you said, and I'm with you, and I think I would be remiss if I didn't, you know, second that we are in, like, not only a historic time, like, this is a historic moment. I mean, we are less than 48 hours away from potentially having the first female president. And I think that is so significant. And I hope that women everywhere, regardless of how they're voting, can embrace the significance of this moment. It is beyond political views. It is so important. And I just want to, you know, rally and say, women, vote. This matters. This is so, so significant and such an important moment in our history. And I am so honored to be part of this conversation. Like, I can't even tell you. And I want to say, too, I think that anger has a place in business and in getting riled up. And I want to really acknowledge something that you said, that it's not about men and women, but it is female. And I was at a conference a couple of weeks ago for Connected Women of Influence, and it was the Women Lead Summit. And this was part of our conversation. And it is really about women's qualities and the feminine quality being valued in the workplace, in the boardrooms, in negotiations, in these conversations. And I think that you've done such a gorgeous job this morning, Michelle, of just re-anchoring that. And I think generosity is a feminine trait. And I think both men and women can access that. I don't think it's exclusive to women, but I think it is instinctively female. And instinctively feminine. And I just, this is just such a powerful, powerful time. And I think that you have done an extraordinary job this morning of reminding all of us how important generosity and compassion are in us making boatloads of money and being successful, and that those qualities and ambition can live in harmony and belong together in the same conversation, in the same sentence, in the same meetings, in the same negotiations. So I've absolutely adored having you as my guest today. And I would like to wrap things up by asking you one more question. And that is obviously the topic of our show is business is personal. And I would love to just ask you how that lands with you and Michelle Landis, do you think business is personal?
Without a doubt, it's personal. Without a doubt, because it's about relationships. And if our relationships aren't anything else, they're personal. So absolutely.
I love it. Well, my dear, thank you so much for being a strong, ambitious, compassionate, generous leading lady with me today. Thank you for your insight and your spirit and your truth and your kindness. It has been such a treat to have you as our leading lady today. So thank you for being with us.
Oh, of course. And thank you, Frank. Thank you just for having this available and just to help set another ripple in the pond. So thank you.
You're so welcome. And I also want to thank our incredible listeners. Thanks for being with us today. And thanks for listening and sharing the recording of the show. It means so much to us. And you are the reason that we're here. And I'm delighted to tell you and remind everyone that we are back every Monday morning with another leading lady with Women Lead Radio. And we'll be back here at 9 a.m. next Monday. And our leading lady is Dr. Dolores Fazzino. And she is a doctor of nursing practice at Recovering Healthcare. And their topic is going to be bringing the world of spirituality and wellness. Bridging the world. I apologize, everybody. I don't have my glasses on. It is bridging the world of spirituality and wellness. And I hope that you will join in and be part of that conversation as well. And I will be back on December 12th with another phenomenal leading lady. And I can't wait to join all of you again. And until then, I hope that you remember that love is always the right answer, that what you do and why you do it really, truly matters, because business is personal.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.